Ksuvis, Perkut Gimel Mishnechas. Hamotzi Shtar Chov al Chavero. Person that shows a Shtar Chov on his friend that his friend owes him money. Valo Hoitzi Shemachar Lo Esasada. And the person that's supposedly the borrower takes out another document that shows that this lender sold him a field. And the sale of the field happened after the date that the supposed borrower was supposed to pay him back. So in other words, if let's say Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Shimon has to pay him back by a certain date, let's say Yud Adar. And then on Yud Bey's Adar, Shimon has a document that shows that Reuven sold him a land then. Reuven, that was owed the money, went and sold land to get money from the sale from Shimon. Admon Omer Yochel Husha Yomar, Ilu Hayisi Chayev Lecha, Hayel Lecha Li Parah Es Shelcha, Kishamachart Li Es Asada. Admon says that the supposed borrower can say to him, I don't owe you any money. That document that you're pulling out is bogus. Because if I really was chayev to you, once the 10th of Adar passed, in our case, you would have made sure that you were fully paid back before you sold me a piece of land. Why would you sell me a piece of land to get additional money from me? The Chachamim say that this guy actually did a smart thing, that he sold him the land. Because now there's a benefit. Because now what's happening is, yes, it's true that now Shimon owes Reuven money, according to Reuven at least. And what Reuven did is he sold him land. So now Shimon owes him money twice. Let's say Reuven lent Shimon $100. Now Reuven sold a field for $100. So he got his $100, but he had to give him a field out of it. But the difference is now if Shimon doesn't pay back the original loan from before, he now has something of Shimon's that he can go and take as collateral, which is this field. Because Reuven can say, listen, you never paid me back. You have a land out there that was purchased from somebody, happens to have been me, was purchased from somebody after the Chiv. And if that's the case, I have a lien on that land and I'm going to collect from that land. So it's actually better that he did this. And the Rav says that the halacha is like the Chachamim here. And the Rav points out that we're only talking about a case where they would write a shtar of a sale of a land before the money is given over. Because if the money's first given over, let's say Shimon paid for the land first and he gave Reuven the money, so Reuven's got his money back, there is no reason why Reuven would write a shtar for the sale if he really got what he wanted at that point. He could just not write a shtar because he got the money already. So obviously in that case, if he still wrote a shtar, everybody would agree, even the Chachamim, that the original shtar of the loan that he owes him is fraudulent or was already paid back. The case here is they're in a town where the shtaros were written before sales were consummated. And Admon is saying that the reason that the Lova wins is because the Malva, when he made the sale afterwards, should have wrote on the shtar, I am selling you this field in order that I am using it as collateral for the future. And because he didn't do that, it shows that that original loan was either paid up or it's fraudulent. But according to Chum, that's not true because there's no reason a person would write this in a shtar to sort of show his cards what he's planning on doing. Why would he do that? Because the guy wouldn't then buy the field from him. Because remember, he's trying to have the guy buy the field so he can use it as collateral to get back his loan.